Yes, hello, good morning, sir. My name is Ernie from Opinion Research. We're conducting a statewide poll in Virginia. Are you registered to vote in Virginia, sir?
I am.
Awesome. And do you approve or disapprove Joe Biden's job performance as a president?
I don't.
Okay. Do you approve or disapprove of Glenn Youngkin's job performing as a governor?
Youngkin?
Yes.
Yeah, of course.
Thank you. Would you say that things in the country are on the right track or wrong track?
It's a very wrong side, man. Very
Thank
wrong
you.
Side.
Now, would you say that things in Virginia are on the right track or wrong track?
Repeat that question, please.
Yes. Would you say that things in Virginia are on the right track or wrong track?
Wrong side as well.
Thank you. Now, politically, do you feel Virginia is primarily a southern state or not?
Virginia.
Yes,
I do.
Okay. How would you rate Virginia's public school system? Is it excellent, good, fair, or poor?
It's fair. Well,
fair,
it depends,
okay.
Honestly. It's fair. Fair.
Okay. Now, thinking only about your local public school system, how would you rate it? Is it excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Excellent. See,
excellent.
That's
okay.
What I was going to tell you earlier. Huh?
Now, would you say that things in local K-12 education are generally on the right track or wrong track?
On the right side.
Right track. Okay. Now, Virginia is considering legislation creating educational success accounts. Giving to parents a portion of state funding used to educate a public school child for use on education costs such as tuition, testing, fees, and books. If that child is not in their public school, how much have you seen, read, or about this bill?
Well,
is it a great deal,
you broke
a moderate?
Yeah. Moderate. Yeah.
Moderate, okay. Now, supporters say that it will give parents more choice when it comes to their children's education, while opponents say that it will take away state money that should be spent on public schools. Will you support or oppose of this legislation?
I support that legislation.
Thank you. Now, given what you know now, will you be more or less likely to vote for a legislator who will support education success account? Is that much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely?
Someone less likely, probably.
Okay. Now, do you feel that all Virginia kids should or should not be able to attend a public school they are zoned for?
They are what for?
A zone, like, you know, they have to be in the area?
Oh,
they
should be.
Should or should not?
Yeah, no,
okay.
Yeah, they should. Yeah, they should.
Okay. Now, do you feel that all Virginia students should or should not have access to the best public schools regardless of race, gender, or income?
I do.
Okay. Now, do you feel that all Virginia students should or should not have access to any available public school courses they choose to attend?
Repeat the question.
Yes. Do you feel that all Virginia students should or should not have access to any available public school courses they choose to attend?
I mean, they should, as long as they're in the district, so I'll say they should, as long as it is in the district.
Okay. Now, in 2020, the Virginia General Assembly legalized the growth, possession, and consumption of marijuana, but it failed to create a regulated market for the sale of it. Since this time, Virginia has seen pro-life ration of the marijuana black market, drug crime, and other public safety and health issues. Given this, will you support or oppose a bill that creates a legal regulated market for the sale of marijuana, where all products are tested, all retailers are licensed, and tax dollars are used to invest in public education and law enforcement? Will you support that or oppose?
I mean, that's not a fair question, honestly. It has a good side and bad side. I think I should. At this point, I should support it.
Okay, thank you. Now, if Virginia does create a legal market to regulate, test, and tax the sale of marijuana, do you believe licensure priority or other preference should or should not be given to Virginia hemp farmers?
It should.
Okay. Now, do you support or oppose allowing biological males who identify as females to compete on girls' high school athletic teams in Virginia?
I oppose it.
Okay. Now, do you support or oppose requiring schools to notify parents if their child is self-identifying as a gender different than his or her biological sex?
I support it.
Thank you. Now, do you support or oppose amending the state constitution to add language making clear that parents have the fundamental right to make decisions that direct the health, education, and the upbringing of their children?
I strongly support it.
Thank you. Do you support or oppose investigating parents for child abuse if they are accused of not affirming a minor's child preference, sexual orientation, or gender identity?
Repeat the question.
Yes. Do you support or oppose investigating parents for child abuse if they are accused of not affirming a minor's child preference, sexual orientation, or gender identity?
I oppose it.
Oppose? Okay. Now, I would like to ask some questions about mental health care in Virginia. I would like to start by asking your opinion about the availability of mental health care or substance abuse treatment services in your community. Do you think that access to care in my community is good, there is a moderate access to care in my community, or access to care in my community is inadequate?
And then from the mental perspective, you're saying, right?
Yes, that is correct, sir.
It's inadequate.
Inadequate, okay. Now, right now, the Virginia General Assembly is considering plans to strengthen the state's behavioral health care system. In your view, should that be a high priority, a medium priority, low priority, or is not a priority?
It's a medium priority.
Medium, okay. Now, one idea that's been offered is a state budget proposal to invest $230 million in a new funding to expand and improve access to behavioral health care and substance abuse treatment across Virginia. Do you support or oppose of this concept?
I support it.
Would that be strongly or just somewhat?
Somewhere.
Somewhat. Okay, thank you so much. We're doing pretty good. We're about to finish it. I would like to hear your opinion about some specific aspect of this plan. The plan includes $20 million to fund more than 30 new mobile crisis teams to respond to calls to Virginia's 988 suicide and crisis hotline to provide urgent help to people in need. Does hearing this make you more or less likely to support the plan?
I'll support the plan from that perspective,
okay.
Yeah.
Would that be more or less?
If it's efficient, if it's going to work, I'll support it more. But I doubt it'll work, you know.
Mm-hmm. So what would you say, would that be more or just less?
More, probably.
Okay. Now, it includes $9 million to support mental health patients' transportation to relieve the burden on police officers who often have to help transport patients in crisis. Does hearing this make you more or less likely to support the plan?
Oh, I'm very likely to support that.
Okay. Now, the plan has $50 million to expand mental health services for school-age students in need. Does hearing this make you more or less likely to support the plan?
More likely.
Okay. Now, it includes $58 million to increase and fund the number of crisis receiving centers and crisis stabilization units across Virginia. Does hearing this make you more or less likely to support the plan?
More likely.
Okay. Now, the plan also includes $15 million in funding to combat the opioid crisis and support programming to reduce fentanyl poisoning among young people. Does hearing this make you more or less likely to support the plan?
Okay, what is the plan for? Repeat that.
Yes, the plan includes $15 million in funding to combat that opioid crisis and support programming to reduce fentanyl poisoning among young people. Does hearing this make you...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'll support it, yeah.
Will that be more or less?
More.
More, okay. Now, it also includes funding to strengthen the behavioral health workforce, expand telehealth services to serve more patients, and provide same-day services to patients in crisis. Does hearing this make you more or less likely to support the plan?
Yeah, more likely to come up together.
Now, having heard more details of the plan to invest $230 million of new funding into mental health and substance use services in Virginia, please tell me whether you will now support or oppose it.
Okay, just for mental health, you said?
This is going to be for mental health and substance abuse services.
Okay, yeah, I'll support that. Definitely.
Would that be strongly or somewhat?
No, somewhat.
Somewhat, okay. Now, Virginia's public employees have the First Amendment right to choose whether or not to join and pay a union. Do you feel public employees should or should not be required to inform employees of that right?
They should not.
They should not? Okay. Now, no. Do you feel public employers should or should not be required to get permissions from an employee before providing that employee's personal information like home, phone, address, email to a union organizers?
They should have the consent of the employee.
Okay. Now, unions have been able to negotiate contracts for public employees with less than one-fifth of the workers voting for the union. Before a union is given the availability to represent all public employees, do you think it should or should not have to gain a minimum percentage of support in an election?
It should.
Okay. Now, once a union is formed, it can be in a place for generations. Do you feel that public employees should or should not have the right to have a periodic vote to keep the union at the workplace, remove it, or select a new one?
You broke out when you said that employees should have the right to what?
Okay. So once a union is formed, it can be replaced for in a place for generations. Do you feel that public employees should or should not have the right to have a periodic vote to keep the union at their workplace, remove it, or select a new one?
They should.
Okay. Now, in 2021, a law was passed linking Virginia auto emission standards to those decided by California Air Resources Board. By 2026, 35% of all new cars and trucks sold in Virginia must be electric. By 2035, 100% of all new cars and trucks sold in Virginia must be electric. Do you support or oppose repealing this law?
I oppose it.
Oppose it? Okay. Now, federal tax brackets and deductions are indexed for inflation, so taxpayers aren't penalized as inflation moves their incomes higher. Virginia does not do this. Do you feel Virginia should or should not index state tax brackets and deductions for inflation?
It should.
Okay. Now, in terms of your political party identification, do you consider yourself a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or other?
A Republican.
Thank you. Now, what is your age? Is it 1834, 35, 49, 50, 64?
64.
Now, which of the following best describes your race or your ethnicity? Are you white, Caucasian, black, African American, Hispanic, Latino, Asian, or other?
We said white American. Is that what the first option was?
White, Caucasian. Okay. Now, do you have a child that is currently enrolled in public or private K-12 school?
Yeah.
You do? Okay. Now, in terms of your gender, do you consider yourself a male, female, or other?
Male.
Male. Okay, sir, that was the last question on my survey today. I want to thank you so much for taking your time and answering our question.
No problem.
It means a lot to me and the company, and I hope you have a great weekend, sir.
You do the same. Thank you.
Bye-bye.